Historians at the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes announced on Thursday they had uncovered previously unknown video footage in the archives capturing the events of 1989. Footage shot and heavily manipulated by the former regime's secret police, the STB. Cleverly cut images and propagandistic voiceover in the so-called documentary were meant to portray a diametrically different picture of public demonstrations which shook the country 21 years ago, suggesting they were a provocation and a sham. Swiftly overcome by events, though, the communists soon shelved the material, which was then forgotten. A little earlier, I spoke to Wojciech Rybka of the Institute, and he told me more about the final footage shot by the STB.
It's 35 minutes because it consisted of many more materials, and we have no specific idea about how it was put together. Mr. Zeithammer, who is an expert in the field of communist propaganda, wrote an expert commentary on it, and he found out that most probably the material was produced between November 21st and November 26th, but that's more or less all we know about the production of this material.
Mm-hmm. And of course, during those days, the Velvet Revolution was beginning to go into full swing with demonstration intensifying every day during that period. Are you telling me that the material was not complete? It wasn't a finished product yet?
Yes, it's just a fragment. It's not a finished document. Most probably it wasn't used as whole. But during the first days of the outburst of the revolution, the secret police was not well oriented into where the revolution is heading. Actually, no one knew what will come next. And this was an attempt for an alternative scenario. So if the communist police kept its power and tried to crush the revolution, this would be a way to interpret the first several demonstrations of the upcoming revolution.
And that would be sort of an alternate explanation to the events of 1989, that the regime would have then shown on television.
Yes, that's right. First, they tried, according to information of Mr. Zeithammer, they tried to make it a piece of television propaganda, but then they began to turn it into an internal material just for the secret police.
And who will be able to see this now? Will it be released on DVD for high schools, for example?
Mm-hmm. It's an accompanying material of a DVD that was produced by the Institute, which contains about 80 clips. And it's a bonus we put on our website together with other texts that are not part of the DVD. But all of the clips and all of the texts are available especially to teachers to be used in their teaching. What is special about it is that since it's a fragment, you could see some of the methods in a rare state. That's first thing. And second thing is that also because the prevailing or main interpretation is completely opposed to what you can see here, it's very, very valuable for teachers and especially pupils to understand how media works.
That was Wojciech Rybka of the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes on new footage.